You look like a little Fremen with your little cord, because it looks like your little water.
What's a Fremen? Wow.
The day.
It's the finale.
The day has come.
The finale.
It's the season finale, and here we are. We're ready to bring this bad boy home.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring it home, y'all.
Yeah. Like, Denzel Washington brought that plane home in that movie.
In some movie you're referencing that I have never seen, but I believe you.
I actually also haven't seen it.
So we're home. We're coming home. We're on the way home. And the gentle, you know, feedback and consensus of the group is that, you know, perhaps I was not the right person to do an ending of a book, which famously I don't like to read. And Dina is the right person to do it. She's going to tell us what the F happened.
I'm here with you today. Luckily, I have my, I've taken the antidote, aka my Adderall prescription.
Yeah.
We're locked in.
We are locked in,
so you're ready,
baby.
And raring.
We're sniffing. We're smelling.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's go take down the bad guys.
Okay. So last we left Hunt and Bryce, they were in Svalbard, an island near the Arctic Circle, near the North Pole, and they had just ditched Bryce's parents with the ACOTAR crew, and they're still like in Enya, to go because they have to open the portal to hell and get all the armies, but like, fuck, they can't do that quite now because they got some like friends coming in, more enemies, and one of them is a zombie version of the Harpy, which, if we all remember, was one of those Sandro Triari people that someone killed, Lydia killed, but Bryce pretended she kills, whatever. Regulus, yep. Rigilus, Riggy Boy brought her back to life.
Riggy Boy.
Using Hunt's lightning, but then she's basically this, like, kind of, like, all-white, like, zombie of the snow now. And it's like, oh, fuck, but it's like, shit, we got things happening on all sides, because guess who else shows up? Celestina and Isaiah and Naomi, and they're like, oh, my God, you can't open the rift, like, blah, 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 like, what's happening? And it's like, damn, they really sent, like, Rune and Lydia and Flynn and Deck to go find them for nothing, because turns out they're up here the whole time. Whoops!
Right.
They really got to get better, like, tracking. Like, couldn't Deck, like, track people's iPhones?
Couldn't they have called? Yeah.
Well, they said their phones were tapped.
Yeah. They got to get burners. Yeah. They got to get tampon box burner phones. More tampon box burner phones. Okay, so they're all there. Celestina's like, oh my God, like, what's happening? Bryce is like, we got to deal with this harpy first. So Bryce, like, whips out the mask and just, like, casually, like, throws on the mask. And, which, by the way, how do you guys picture it? Is it, like, Jason hockey mask, or is it, like, masquerade ball, like, Gossip Girl era mask?
I guess it's more hockey. I'm thinking V for Vendetta mask.
Okay.
Rachel? I'm thinking like gold Phantom of the Opera mask.
Oh, that's kind of where I am. Yeah. Okay, cool. Or like, honestly, I think it's like a gold version of those like red light masks, you know, that I've been thinking about buying.
Oh, yeah.
Like endlessly. That's probably why. So Bryce pulls out her red light mask. And she puts it on, and, like, her voice is all different, and she basically tells the harpy to, like, sit, like, stay, like, roll over, and then she's like, you can stop now, like, your time here is done, or whatever, and the harpy just, like, disintegrates into nothing, and then Bryce just takes off the mask, like, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's
after,
nothing.
Every time Ness has, like, had to have a whole thing where it's, like, you know, you're, like, consumed by the magic of it all, but Bryce is just like, what? What's happening? Okay, mask off. And Hunt is, like, about to fucking murder Celestina because she sold them out to the Asteri. But part of me was like, didn't the Asteri kind of know what was happening, like, the whole time? Like, it wasn't like they wouldn't have known without her.
I
like,
think
it was a
Celestina
dick move.
Gets a bad rap. I think Celestina's actions are rather rational and explainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and, like, I, you know, somewhat self-serving in a way, but, like, the Asteri definitely fucking knew everything anyway. It's not, like, what she did actually made a difference.
Also, it's like what happened when I was in law school. Never mind. I don't think we need to get into this.
Okay.
But basically, I once had, like, someone was asking, people wanted the dean of the law school to do something about a thing, And they were upset that they weren't getting moral leadership from the dean. And like a professor of mine, I thought very sagely, was talking to a group of students and was like, why are you looking for moral leadership from the kind of person who like becomes dean? Which I feel like is the same thing as people who are becoming governor.
Like what moral leadership were you expecting? The fact that she wasn't a total dick was like the biggest win. You know what I mean? But yeah, he is not there. He's like ready to kill her. But LOL that she kind of does what Bryce does, but I feel like it has more credence because she's like comparing what he went through to like her lesbian breakup. She's like, I regret it every day. Like it's cost me more than you know. And like honestly, I was like, I get it.
You're like, I only know one of those pains.
Right. I only know one, but like would I compare it to like being tortured in a dungeon for multiple weeks? Like, yes, honestly. Like it's not that far. Like I saw my fingernails, but like it's not that far off. And so I'm like, I made fun of Bryce for doing this the week before or the day before, but like I don't know, once Alcina does it, I was like, oh, you're not wrong.
I was gonna say just real quickly on the harpy, which to me seems like more evidence of my two book theory, because like why was the harpy brought back to life to be like then sort of dispensed with in the course of a page and a half? Like what was like the purpose of any of that, you know? And like why were they drawing the lightning from Hunt to do it just for this as the payoff? Like it didn't make any sense to me.
But yeah, no, I think there was like a million times where I was like, oh, there could have been, you know, 50 pages on this.
It's just like she could have been murdering people like on her way up to the Arctic, you know?
She also, it could have been like somebody else, like one of these other 12 characters like has like the battle with her as their like come up in, you know?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that. But we get answers and we get them quickly. And then she dies. And Hunt, though, again, is still like so pissed at Celestina. He like can't even concentrate. He's like going in his little like rage days. But it helps him this time because he does actually realize that the halo that he's been wearing for like multiple hundreds of years, he can actually take off if he's just like tries hard enough. And so he does that. And Isaiah like freaks out and like goes to help him. And Hunt like also takes off his thing too. He like slices it with his lightning. So then they're both like back to full power. But Bryce then, this was also funny to me because Bryce has to bring Hunt back emotionally the way I thought he was going to have to bring her back with the mask like 1 second ago. She has to be like, you're not the Umbra Mortis. Like you're just Hunt, baby, baby, honey, sweetheart. Like you're just my Hunt baby. And he's like, oh, okay, just Hunt. I'm just Hunt, which is actually like kind of cute. And then he comes back and he's okay.
But by the way, weird, before that part, when he's still like, no, I want to fucking kill her. And Bryce is like, no, don't. It says that for the first time ever, he was disgusted with Bryce and like hated her.
And then never addressed in the rest of the book.
So, again, I've been ignoring. There have been plenty of little crumby crumbs that are like, yeah, they are maids. They are whatever. I've ignored all of them and will not be bringing them up. But stuff like this, it's like, disgusted by her.
Like, that didn't need to be there.
Yeah, that's
like,
a lot.
I can't think of a reason that that needed to be there.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Anyway,
Bryce quickly tells everybody her fucking mech suit plan, which is that she's going to use the mask to raise the souls of the fallen, which were all the people who fought with Hunt in the original uprising and died. But the mask can only reanimate bodies as far as she knows. But she's like, I don't know. I just like have this feeling that also it's going to like do what I want it to do.
Because of their wings. Because their wings are still hanging up there. So we'll use. Right. She's like, there's six untested parts of this plan. And she's like,
She's like, I think parts of their soul are still attached to their wing. And if parts of their soul are still attached to the wing, then I think the mask, which has only thus far reanimated bodies, can in fact reanimate this tiny piece of people's souls. And then the wings can go to the mech suits and they can pilot the mech suits instead of the Asteri piloting the mech suits. Okay, so it's a very easy and obvious 83-step plan here, folks.
Yeah.
But before they do any of that, they have to, quote-unquote, ring Hell's doorbell, right? So I feel like they have this, like, portal, and they're, like, swiping it, you know? And they, like, swipe, like, from ACOTAR world to Hell. And she sees Adis, and she's like, welcome. Like, we hope you have a nice stay here at, like, the Hilton Garden Inn. And they come in with, like, all of their beasts, which I wish we got like more time with, because they seem like fucking cool. Like you could see them all like lined up like Game of Thrones style, like leathery wings and creepy skeletal shit. So they're there. Okay. Now pivot with me.
Okay. Pivoting.
We're scooching back to Velbera real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We got to catch up with Rune and Lydia. They are having like cute couple moments in the sewers as they look for Isaiah and Naomi, who are in the Arctic Circle. And so they're just kind of wandering around in the sewers. But then they get a phone call in the sewers, as one does, and find out that Pollux has actually taken hold of Bran and Ace, her two big boys. And now it's like, oh, shoot, this plan that we've put in place within approximately 25 seconds now needs to be shortened because we got to get those kids. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're getting the urgency here. Also in Velbera, we got Ethan and Pax. Okay? So as we know, Ethan is now somehow prime of the Velbaran wolves. And he gets right to it making those Sunball comparisons, baby. He's like,
Oh, yeah.
Like, as Sunball captain, like, I used to have to make a lot of decisions, but at least I had coaches to help me. In this essay, I will explain how I, as prime of the Velbaran wolves, have completed my internship cycles and am ready to take on the role of leader.
100%. That's exactly the vibe.
I'm like, oh my god, no more 21-year-old boy POVs, please.
It's like it's like everyone's like first cover letter coming out of college, where you're like, god, literally, you're so desperate to sound like you have any qualifications whatsoever.
Yeah. Also, Ethan obviously like has a dead people kink, because he is like, well, we got to go see the Underking because I got to go see my brother because like I heard him howling or something. And we gotta go talk to him. So, like, Ethan and Pax, go to see the dead people, part nine and a half.
Yeah.
But actually, I did really like the scene for a number of reasons. Number one is because we learn where a lot of these folks come from, right? So, like, we hear about how, like, the vamps and the reapers came from hell and kind of, like, snuck in when the rift was open. But the Underking is from the same world that Ethan's ancestors are from. Yep. And so we essentially learn, well, I don't know if you read far enough into Throne of Glass to get this, but that he's a Barrow-wight.
No, but I do remember reading this part and being like, I will just have to ask my girlies what is happening here, because
So remember there were those like creatures in the hills when like Aelin's training, and like they almost kill her a bunch of times, and they're like really scary and they like eat your soul.
I remember that. Yeah.
Boy Boss actually read this. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you did. But so that's who the fucking Underking is. So this fucker has been like ruling over all these people, and like Aelin killed him herself. You know, I'm like, oh damn, that fucking sucks. This guy got a huge promotion that he did not deserve, and like is like slurping up all these fucking souls. And we also learn that Erd, there's this like statue of Erd, and she has like all these funny markings on them, on her, blah, 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 is actually Word. Erd, like, is word marks. Erd is Word.
Yeah. Is Cauldron also.
And it's also the Cauldron. And also maybe the Mother. Nobody knows. Unclear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
TBD. But we do learn some things. That's fun. But they don't have a lot of time to learn from him, because Ethan does kill him, but also Pax kills him. So basically Ethan gets so pissed at him, because he's like, you got to stop talking to Connor. And Ethan's like, this is all unjust. And it's like, yes, correct. And he like basically like freezes the fuck out of him. And then Pax like picks something up and like whacks him with it. And he like splatters into nothing, which was fun. That was a good little, again, like layup moment.
Yeah.
And then they talk to Connor, who gives them like a bullet that I guess all the dead people made. And then they like sacrifice themselves like for like the second or third time to put all their second light in it, so that he could take this one bullet with all these dead people's souls in it and the Godslayer rifle and get up to where the war is actually happening and give it to Bryce and give her like this like one bullet. And it's like, make the shot count.
That's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
Like, all of my friends' second light is in this.
Yeah.
Like, you better not fucking miss.
I'm glad that the dead people seem to be kind of, like, on it, you know? Like, they're organized. They, like, unlike many of the living, seem to kind of be able to work towards a common objective that makes sense and is strategic.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, indeed. And they also, I guess, like, because they're dead, they're very willing to, like, re-sacrifice their souls. Even, they're like, whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. Okay, so we get that. And then, we see Connor again.
Doesn't Jezebel become queen of the dead, so or then, something?
So Hypaxia becomes, like, the head of the House of Flame and Shadow, because Jezebel kind of fixed this, because if you kill the current head, then you become the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Hypaxia, obviously. I mean, her track record in terms of sort of necromancy doesn't seem great.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she does have a great affinity for dead people, so mm-hmm. it seems like it's a good fit.
It is a good fit.
That's true.
Can she hold on to her throne this time? We'll find out.
Wow.
TBD.
We will see.
Therian and Sathya, again, now they've come up from the beneath, and they're, you know, walking around Crescent City, and who do they come across? But Miss VQ, Vibe Queen.
Vibe Queen.
Vibe.
She got a little jumpsuit on. She's strutting around town with her team of fey assassins. And she obviously wants to kill Therian or, like, take him. And they're like, no, you can't. And Sathya sees her ex-boyfriend is there. Mm-hmm. She thought he, like, got some new position in some other city or town. But turns out he is one of the fey assassins. And he's, like, addicted to her venom and whatever. So she's, like, so sad about that. And they're about to, like, have their little brawl. And they're, like, and she's, like, I'm going to kill you, Therian. And then, like, da-da-da-da, like, who strolls up? Ethan and Pax. And it's, like, no, you're not. Ha, ha, ha. And now they're fucking leveled up, right?
Yeah.
So they, like, Vibe Queen gets one look at how fucking leveled up they are. And Vibe Queen basically lights herself a fucking cigarette and is, like, oh, sick. All right. Yeah, new games. And then, like, walks off into the sunset.
Yeah, she's, like, game recognized game, like.
Yeah, she's like, exactly. Right. She's like, I get it. I'll, like, you know, readjust my strat.
Everyone is really getting a promotion this episode.
Big promotions. Big promotions this up. Okay, so then the Pitts group, as I'm calling them, because it's Pax, Ethan, Therian, and Sathya, Team Pitts. Team Pitts is like, oh, shit, we don't know what to do now. Let's call Bryce. But then it's like, oh, man, all that magic from hell must be fucking with the connection, because now we can't call her and talk to her. But we did hear that we have to get to Pangera, but we didn't get any more of the plan. So it's like, cool, she told them to get to Pangera, like, a fucking ASAP. So let's talk about what they each decide to do. One, Ethan decides to take his sweet-ass fucking time, because Perry's like, well, like, give the wolves time to leave. No, get the fucking wolves and get out to Pangera. What are you doing? But he's like, okay, I'll, like, dig a grave and, like, hang out for a few hours.
Yeah.
And then I'll go with this one bullet of, like, thousands of, like, dead people's, like, souls and sacrifices, like, up there. And, like, hopefully I make it in time.
And she's like, yeah, like, a lot of the wolves are, like, on spring break. Yeah. So
they're in, like, the Hudson Valley at their weekend houses. Yeah. They're in the Hamptons, you know.
They, like, they're cannot, like, be bothered. But I was, like, really sad about that. I'm like, we have this whole thing about him becoming prime, but he still has no pack of wolves. At least, you know, like, obviously the whole thing is, like, they have each other. But, like, I wanted more wolves.
Yeah.
And I can't be blamed for that. Pax decides that she's going to be the designated survivor of this, like, governmental structure, and she's going to stay behind. Okay, cool. Sathya.
Love that.
Yeah.
I would have also been happy to.
I volunteer as tribute.
Let me get my snacks. Yeah. I'll go down into the bomb shelter. Y'all let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
And Sathya ditches Therian to go try to save her assassin ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Which is sweet. But nobody can fucking pay, like, attention to their directions here. Therian, bless him. I guess maybe he's learning some lessons. He follows directions. He hops in that river and hauls his fucking ass to Pangera, swimming like he's never swam before.
Who's carrying? Good. Isn't someone carrying, like, they Therian. Have a tote bag full of the medicine?
Yeah, Therian in the water. Yes.
Yeah.
It's very sensitive and could be.
It's, like, fragile.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm like, they could have. I think they could have worked on the packaging, you know?
Yeah, yeah. A little more
maybe
bubble wrap, I don't know.
We'll get to that.
Maybe. We will, in fact, get to that. Okay, switching gears back to our varsity players in Pangera. there's Deck, there's Flynn, there's Hunt, there's Bryce, there's Rune, there's Lydia. First thing they're doing, it's the Hunger Games, right? They got to shoot their kind of propaganda film. So right, they, yes, like, have this whole plan to get out the footage of Bryce killing Micah, and they're talking to the people, and they're like, we can fight back, and we can win. Cool, they do that. Then they have to go to the safe house to sleep before the big day where they, like, launch their whole big, like, Civil War attack. Mm-hmm. So they go to the safe house to sleep.
Yeah, important.
And our babies finally fucking decide to bone. Okay.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Hunt and Bryce, they start this bone session with the weirdest discussion of what underwear everybody's wearing. And
genuinely,
it was not, I gotta say, not for moi. Not pour moi. I would like to tell you more about it.
Please, because I completely forgot about this.
Oh my God.
This is the only thing I will remember from this book.
It is actually, like, I get so icked out and turned off thinking about it. Number one.
Wait, sorry. Do you have a page number by chance?
No, but I'm going to tell you everything you need to know, I promise. Okay. Bryce goes to, like, take off Hunt's jeans, and she's like, oh my gosh, ha ha ha, like, you're commando. And so he's been not wearing underwear this whole time. Number one ick. Number two ick is that he's like, oh yeah, like, the underwear they gave us in the depth charger, like, wasn't big enough for this. And is, like, playing with his dick. And I'm like, oh, like, I'm gayer. Yeah, I'm gayer by the minute. Oh my God.
That was tough.
That was, like, so not hot. Like, I don't like men as much as you guys like men, but, like, I can find things hot, and that was so not hot.
Yeah, and it's like, well, oh, they literally didn't have any underwear that could, like, handle your massive schlong. Like, I'm pretty sure.
Get an XL. Like, it's fine. Anyway, number two, then Hunt, like, Bryce, like, takes off, like, her pants, whatever, and Hunt's like, oh my God, like, where'd you get, like, that little lacy number? Prepare to be icked out again, because apparently Morvin had all these, like, packages of unopened thongs in his bedroom. Cherry that she red. Found. And, like, yeah, they're, like, red, like, and it's just, like, he had, like, a stash of Victoria's Secret panty, like, what,
an old-timey Avalon,
and that's what I'm saying, like,
or
old,
they don't,
like,
even have plastic grimy
medieval castle,
but, like, Amazon Prime can still deliver.
Yeah, yeah. They have, like, Shein, like,
right, that's what I'm picturing, like, Shein, like, plastic, like, you know what I mean.
Like, that was the weirdest detail to specify that ever could have occurred. Ever. I can't think of anything weirder.
Out of all the things we are, like, accepting, like, our beliefs, like, you know what I mean, about?
Yeah.
I was ready to look past what underwear everybody. I was not asking that question. I'm asking a lot of questions here. We got a lot of questions. I was not worrying about their underwear. Were you worried?
Yeah.
Were you leading up to this? I wonder what underwear they're wearing.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't concerned at all.
Right.
And a cherry red thong that was in individually wrapped packages.
No. It's giving, like, Morvin's Forever 21. Castle. You know what I mean? The, like, $3 ones you would buy when you were 12 and your mom wouldn't let you wear thongs, but you wanted to. And so you would sneak them and hide them in your Build-A-Bear. No. Was that just me?
Ooh, that in feels your really Build-A-Bear. Specific.
Yeah, there's, like, a secret back pocket.
That feels thongs. Really specific, but I'm sure it will speak to some people.
That was just listening. A hypothetical, of course. Mm-hmm. That wasn't
right,
a real
right,
thing.
Right,
that,
right, right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Happened in my life.
No.
No, that was just the weirdest fucking thing. Like, yeah. I actually, like, now, if it used to be, like, if I could get one thing from SJM, it would be, like, the threesome.
Right.
With Azriel and Cass. But now if I could, like, ask her one question, I'd be like, what the fuck were you talking about? Like, that was so weird. Okay.
Also, like, imagine everything else that got put on that was on the cutting room floor. Right? We have, like, 800 other plots and sex scenes on the cutting room floor. What about this underwear detail made it in? Okay, we're moving on.
Okay.
From Morvin.
Yeah, from Morvin. Okay, so they do have sex, and it is, in fact, magical sex, because they, like, transfer bits of their magic to each other, which is fun. And also, again, we have the classic kind of, oh, and then they, like, saw stars, but they didn't just see stars. They, like, saw stars all around them, like, as if they were in, like, a sky of the galaxy. Like, oh, wonder where we're going. We'll find out.
Right.
Okay, so they're fucking in this one room of the safe house and tradesying magic back and forth. Lydia and Rune also finally are like, hey, we might die tomorrow. You know, Lydia's like,
this does move things along. Death.
Yeah,
I'm
let's
told.
Move things along. I need to not think for a while, which, like, not the way I wanted their first fucking bone to happen, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah.
But he obviously.
I just,
Go ahead. Give it to me.
Listen, I don't want to engage in mommy shaming or anything like that. I'm not a mother. I can't speak to that. I just want to say, I feel like if your kids are kidnapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there are not sexy vibes.
Yeah.
Even if you need a distraction.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that one.
That's a
I don't understand why we didn't have first bone in Morven's castle.
Right. Right. Yeah, when things were, like, just, like, hot and researchy.
Like, they had the moment. And then he could wake up and be like, oh, I want to go tell Deck and Flynn. And then it's like, shoot, I can't find them.
They could have done it in the archives.
I know. I'm aware. But, you know, we do get all the things. Obviously, he goes down on her first. The one comment I did love was when he was like, fuck, I really wish I had my lip ring. Like, I feel like, you know, he's like, I'd really be killing it if I had my lip ring.
Yeah.
Cheeky.
Which is cute. They're obviously like all entangled. It's like pretty quick, though. It's like a page, basically. Wow. Maybe page and a half.
Yeah.
Crumbs.
Now, day of the battle.
Okay.
The climax is here to climax. Okay.
Big day.
They're in the van. They're doing their pregame talks. Rune and Bryce are fucking shit at it because Bryce is telling Lydia to leave her baggage behind today. And I'm like, woo, we got to work on these motivational talks as leader.
Yeah.
Leave that baggage behind, babe.
Yeah. And I'm going to get this out now and maybe also later, but it's like all of a sudden they're all giving, it's all about giving Lydia advice and like she's been the only competent one the whole time.
Yeah.
And again, like I'm not a mother, fine, but like I think she could have been like extremely upset about her kids and still remained as competent as she's been this entire time that her kids have been elsewhere and she's been a double fucking agent having to like deal with Pollux and all them. Like I don't like or understand the fact that all of a sudden she loses all ability to have strategy and competence.
Yeah.
Like, totally. Not for me.
Also, like, I feel like in the ACOTAR world, at least, people have kind of their core competencies. And there are people who are dedicated to, like, war and army and strategy. And, like, you know, our girlies, like, get to be involved. But they kind of are, like, aware. Whereas, like, 25-year-old Bryce is just really planning this whole thing.
Yeah. And she does, I will say, finally get some, like, motivating words in her. She's like, I knew the day Micah cut off your wings, like, they'd get payback. And, like, now, like, here we are. And then she's, like, opens the door and she's like, through love, all is possible. And it's like, okay, I think that probably means something to you. I don't know if that means something to them, but we're like, we're off. We're in the running, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here are all the places we go. Number one, Bryce and Hunt go to the throne room to use the mask to raise all the wings. LOL. They do that. The wings are up. They're like going over to the hills to the mech suits. Guess who shows up? Riggy boy. They have a little tete-a-tete. He's like, they're like, surprise. Hell's armies are here. He's like, surprise. I knew that. And I sent half my Styrian guard to go through the rift and like kill all of them. And they're like, oh no.
Surprise. I knew I knew that.
Yeah, right. They're like, surprise.
I knew you
like,
knew, that.
I knew you knew that. We knew that you knew that. And then they're like, so whatever. There was like another battle happening in hell, but they're like, who knows more? They teleport off to the mech suit army. They the wing souls get inserted into the fucking mech suits and then they raise them. We shan't ask how. It's basically Bryce putting on the mask and being like, fight for us. Obey Isaiah and Naomi. By the way, she did say before, she was like, I'll give them a choice. Didn't sound to me like any choice was given.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they like go to the battlefield and, you know, everybody's battling as they want to do. Some of the Asteri show up. The Hell Princes show up. It's like they're meeting in the middle. There's all the chaos around them, right? And it's like they're really scared of Apollyon, but like they got to all battle somehow. And Bryce, I guess, like does her little double stabby motion with the two swords. And whence shall they meet? A black hole shall open. And it like kind of does, but like takes a while. And it's like unclear if it's going to work. So Hunt like shoots some like little lightning or whatever. And like one of these bitches whose names we don't know, one of the Asteri, we do know her name, but I don't know in this moment, kind of like consumes into herself and into this like little black hole. But it's like, oh shit, this is dangerous to open a black hole in the middle of a battle. But they do it.
Yep.
Okay, great. Now, where are Rune and Lydia, you might ask? Let me tell you. They are in the palace and they are searching for her sons. There's all this stuff where it's like, wow, it's so easy to get in having Lydia because she knows where everything is. And it's like, okay, cool, yeah. And then this I also just completely disagree with. Rune decides that he needs to stop her, and so he shoots her fucking leg.
Like, what was happening there?
Rune, who has been, by the way, this entire time, extremely aware of how she has been abused by her former partner physically, immediately stopped doing light restraints on her in bed. Like, in what world would he actually fucking shoot her?
Right. And, like, she's, like, she's not some helpless...
No! Like, she has never been helpless. Why is it we're at the climax of this fucking thing that all of a sudden she's going to be... And, like, we'll get there. We're getting there literally in 30 seconds. But in this moment, I was like, literally, fucking fuck you, everybody involved in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a wild one.
Oh, it was a wild one. Okay, we're going back and forth here, right?
So where the wild things are.
Where the wild things are. So that's where they are. Lydia's fucking leg bleeding. Rune's running off. Cut back to Bryce and Hunt. They had teleported back to the palace because they got to do what they got to do, right? They got to go destroy the core of First Light because that's how they can really kill all the Asteri is to damage their, like, feeding tubes or whatever.
Yeah.
To pull out their feeding tubes.
Yeah.
Therian, bless him, shows up with this, like, wall of water because there's all these demons there, and he, like, saves them, and he, like, creates this air bubble. He has all this power now, but he's like, oh, fuck, I was supposed to bring you guys the antidote, and, like, that got lost in the water. Your whole power is water, Therian. Find the fucking antidote.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He got leveled up.
He got leveled up. But he doesn't know, oh gosh, what's happening. Gotta go back and find the antidote. Bryce and Hunt are like, we don't have time. We gotta go. They peace out. Cut back. Rune and Lydia. Rune has run right into fucking Pollux's trap. Okay. So Pollux, like, gun to Rune's head. And then he, like, obviously Pollux is, like, bringing out, like, the boys to, like, taunt Lydia. He's like, Lydia, where are you? Lydia, where are you? Therian, and again, bless his soul, actually, he maybe is taking some notes, finds Lydia, is, like, helping her limp along, using his water magic to, like, heal her along the way. He's got two vials left, right? Gives one of the vials to Lydia. Good idea, Therian. Give her that fucking vial, okay? So she's fucking leveled up. Now we got a good standoff. TLDR standoff ends because Pollux goes to fucking shoot one of her sons, but Lydia now is so fucking fast, so fucking powerful, like, it runs literally faster than the bullet, blows up with her fire magic, and then fucking kills Pollux and, like, is, like, this beautiful, like, fire being, like, Rune has seen her in when they were, like, day and night, remember, and she was, like, all fiery, so she's, like, fucking powerful as fuck right now. She tells Rune, like, I'll forgive you if you take the boys and get the fuck out of here. Like, I got shit to fucking do. So she, like, strolls out of that palace. She's, like, all fire and flamed up. Everybody's shooting at her. She's fucking melting bullets. She's melting missiles left and fucking right. And she then sees that there's, like, all these, like, big, like, I guess, like, bombs or missiles about to be seen. And she's like, oh, no, I guess I got to go full martyr complex all of a sudden, even though this appears to still be the first third of the battle. Like, maybe not the time to go think you're going to kill yourself. But she's like, I got to go melt all these missiles. Like, and myself with them, and she's like going to do it, but then it's like, just kidding, guess who else is there to fucking melt the missiles, guys? Our fire sprites.
Oh,
and I do love this. It's like the convergence of the fire magic. So the fire sprites are like, yeah, like, we just got here, like, made it just in time, like, don't worry, we're having so much fun, like, we're gonna build a new world on their ashes, like, how cute, how fun. And they're like, they're like bopping into all the little, like,
we saw your YouTube video and we thought we'd just, like, come down in case something was happening.
We were like, maybe, like, we got the invite too, kind of. And so they're just, like, going into, like, all the little, like, I don't know, like, I'm picturing, like, the trucks where they're, like, throwing missiles from or whatever, and they're just, like, melting them so that they can't do anything. And Lydia's helping them, and it's, like, super, super fun. Rune is trying to take the boys and Therian, and Therian gives Rune the second. He only had two vials left, right? Because the rest of them got destroyed because it was all for nothing, apparently.
Yeah. So, and, like, question mark, you didn't want to give one to Bryce or...
Right, exactly. Hunt, he seems like very quickly able to just, like, give it to Rune. But that was cool. I was not against that because then Rune basically, like, killed the, like, these two, like, Asteri guards or angels or whatever that came after them by, like, shooting light beams in their eyes and then also using his shadows to strangle them, which I personally found hot. And then he also turns out has healing magic, so then he started healing Therian.
Love.
We love.
Yeah, it's convenient, too.
Totally. Okay, cut back. Bryce and Hunt, they have to go down. Remember, they have to pull the feeding tubes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, they have to destroy it. Obviously, Riggy's there to stop them, but she has to keep, I guess, teleporting around to shoot, whatever. But then it's like she's tiring because she can't be doing this much teleporting. It's like, hey, I wonder if something would have helped that. Do you think something would have helped that?
Right.
Her tiring? Yeah, do you think maybe if she waited 5 minutes and got the antidote that she would have been able to do that? I don't know. I'm just saying. But anyway, she's, like, kind of shooting down into the core, and it's like, oh, we got to destroy it or whatever. But then it's like she realizes that she also is like on a martyr complex vibe mission and she's got to do that too. So she kind of like leaves Hunt on the floor above and then goes down. But then Ethan's there and he shows up and he gives her the Godslayer rifle. So she's like, I got to go, boys. And like puts that rifle over her shoulder, teleports down. It's like all the Asteria are there. And then she like shoots the Godslayer rifle at the fucking feeding tubes. And then they all blow up and they start creating this like portal to nowhere. But as they told her, it was a kill switch. And if she did that, it was going to kill their whole world. And like the entire thing was going to enter the black hole. And so everybody would die. But she decides, I'm going to outsmart them. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot the Godslayer rifle and create this hole to nothing. But then I'm also going to open a portal with the tattoo on my back. And then I'm going to put the black hole in the portal. And then I'm going to sacrifice myself and close the portal so that the black hole doesn't kill everybody I know. Right. So then they all get sucked into this like black hole. So they're like in space, right? Now picture we're in the, we're back at the Expansible. We're rewatching the Expanse, we're in space, and she obviously can't breathe. There's no fucking oxygen in space, and they're in this portal, but they're also in the black hole. They're getting pulled toward the black hole. So all the Asteria imagine them, they're floating in space, and they're getting pulled toward this like black hole as they go. And there's this really fun Harry Potter moment where Bryce tries to like fully like hug Riggy Boy with like her full like arms and legs and try to like guide him into the black hole, like make sure that he dies. And she's like, I don't care, I'll die with him. And then cut to Hunt, who's like, oh no, like Bryce can't die, like I can't let her do this. And Adis is like, bro, like she kind of like chose her fate.
She's
and
in a black hole, like literally in a, no one in can a, do anything.
In a
she's
black in hole, outer space. In a portal, like in like it's like there's a lot happening here. And then this moment, I'm sorry, I was cackling laughing. I cannot for one single solid second take this seriously. All of a sudden, a mech suit walks up to Hunt and like taps him on the shoulder and like offers like herself to him. And it's like, oh, he knew it was Shahar. And even though we've been leading up this entire time to the fact that Shahar's actually treated him like shit and that he just thought he loved her, it's like this bitch in a fucking Iron Man suit all of a sudden is like, here we are for closure, even though like what the fuck is happening. And so he like steps inside this like little mech suit or whatever. And now he's actually the Iron Man, but she's also there with him. Then they leap into the black hole. And then it's like, oh no, Bryce is going to go there with Regulus, but like Hunt can't shoot her with his like little Iron Man guns because what if he shoots her instead? And so Shahar's like, I've got this. And so the already dead person sacrifices themselves. That way nobody alive actually has to die and sacrifice themselves. Right. And she like attaches her soul to the missile and he launches it. And Shahar guides the missile to Regulus and into the black hole. And then he goes and then all the Asteria are dead and gone. But Bryce is now floating in space and like kind of frozen, and it's like, oh no, what are we gonna do? And so he's using his little like missile launchers and little combolster things again. This is like the our Mars girl in the Expanse, you know, she's got her suit on. He's got the suit on. He's like kind of like, what's it called? And they boost their thrusters. He's got his thrusters and he's thrusting, but not in the way he's usually thrusting. And he goes together. And he grabs her and then he's thrusting with her, and then they're trying to make it to the thing, but the portal is closing, and so everybody, I guess, shows up and is like holding the portal open with their bare hands.
Which like
and it does like
okay,
it's just, you know, this again, I'm gonna say the word slit. The slit is open, the slit is closing, but they gotta make it through the slit in time. And they do.
In fact, they do.
Wow. They do. Let's take a breath.
Tell me your thoughts. Tell me your feelings.
I mean, I don't have that many. I feel like I have more thoughts about the post, like the post thing. I was just like, okay, this is a lot of pages to just like, could we have just, I mean, I guess this is where Rachel cried. So like it worked on some people.
Is this where you cried?
I cried when she was dead.
Oh, okay. But did you think she was dead?
Which is like right now. I knew that she was going to come back to life, but I still was just like emotional.
Okay, I'll allow it. As long as you didn't cry at Shahar in a fucking Iron Man suit.
I thought that was kind of sweet, Dina. But I didn't cry.
No, I respect your opinion. I just think it was the dumbest thing on the face.
I know, because we like, I remember in Crescent City, if we harken back to Crescent City 1, when we were just like, let's not think about these mech suits. Like, they kind of ruin the vibe. Right. Like, we don't really need to go there.
Yeah.
And it turns out we do need to go there.
Which is funny because, Will, we're the sci-fi ones. Like, Rachel is not the sci-fi. Like, I love sci-fi.
It was just
and Rachel,
like,
you do not?
I thought it was kind of sweet. I just saw, like, big mech suit being, like, inclining her head and being like...
It is. I mean, I guess that's kind of sweet. One could say that a black hole within a portal in outer space. Like,
it was just so much. It was so much.
Yeah.
And then she died, yeah. And then the book ends. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so then they're back on.
Stupid me. I just like always want that to be the case. I was like, yeah. maybe she'll die.
I don't want it to be her, but you want some stakes.
Like, you want some emotional.
Right, which I think is like what made Crescent City 1 so compelling was like that first little bit with Danica. And like, it seemed like there were stakes.
Yeah. And Sophie for Cormac, who, by the way, I guess he actually was dead after all the hints of him not being dead.
Turns out, dead.
That's on the cutting room floor, too, somewhere. Okay, so they're back on Midgard in the land of oxygen, and I guess we're all in space in one way or another, but they're not really in space.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have an atmosphere.
Price is dead. Hunt is like freaking out. He's like, we got to bring her back. I guess Pax decided she actually wasn't going to be a designated survivor. And so she shows up and she's with Jessica, who's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go tradesies, life for life kind of vibe here. Because Apollyon had cursed her with a long life. She's like, I'll give it to Bryce. It's cool. And so I guess Pax starts chanting and then Jessica goes to like meet Bryce in the underworld. And it's like super chill and fun. And like everybody's honestly like having a great time. And actually was like kind of annoyed because like Danica was there, the pack of devils were there, and Bryce is like, oh, sorry guys, gotta go hang out with my boyfriend. It's like, literally you're not gonna hang out with your friends and stay dead. But she does choose her boyfriend over them. And
her husband,
even though they never really got married.
Wow, she really needed to listen to Ezra Klein's podcast on friendship.
Thank you, Will, for knowing exactly what I'm talking about. Like, wow, we know who's variable and who's invariable in your life.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Don't worry. It's definitely not a sensitive topic for me at all.
It's worth a gander. It's worth a listen.
Okay.
It's worth it. Yeah, for sure. But anyway, I kid. Jessica goes there. They have a little moment. And then Bryce is like, okay, cool, go back. And then she goes back and she is alive. And somebody's like, oh, haha, should we like do something with Jessica's ashes? And she says to Ethan, like, who died and made you Prime? And he's like, ha, Sabine. And they're like, ha, 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 ha. And then we get some post-game.
Post-game. Okay, this is obviously what I mostly care about.
Okay, great. Post-game. Number one, Hunt has some conversation with Isaiah I don't really care about, except for the fact that Bryce texts him and it says, Bryce gives me magical orgasms. And I was like, great, yes. Anything else to say about that?
No, Isaiah's like, you could be king of angels. And Hunt's like, why don't you be king of angels or something? And Isaiah's like,
okay. That's what I wanted the whole time. Yeah. I was just offering to pay for the bill by like reaching for my wallet slowly. Like, I wasn't actually planning to take out my credit card. Yep. Then we do get a last crossover bit where they have to go grab Bryce's parents and give back the mask.
Yeah, unkidnap them.
Obviously, some cute stuff had happened here between Bryce's mom and Nesta. There's a bonus chapter on this that I have not read yet, but I think, like, they had some cute moments. And, like, Bryce's mom is being like, oh, Reese, like, haha, what an overprotective father. Like, and it's just, like, kind of cute. And Nesta's like, wow, you really did give the mask back. And then Bryce gives her that, and she also gives her the sword. And she's like, you definitely had that tattoo for a reason. It's time for, like, you to go figure it out.
And then does the knife go back to Az?
And then she gets Truth Teller back to Az. Yeah. Yep. And then they fuck. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. That would have saved the end of this book for me.
Anything else, Rach, from the crossover that...
No.
It was cute, but I was just like...
Too brief.
Yeah. And again, I think somebody had the theory that... Somebody had the theory that the book that she wrote was actually a much bigger crossover, and that the publisher was like, you can't do that because you can't force people to read like 12 books before they read like the third book in a series. And so like, there's a lot more that probably is going to be said and had, but it's going to have to be like a separate series or something, or maybe we'll never see it. But we say farewell to the crossover that could have been. Okay. So then they do that. Then they open the rift back to hell and send all the little hellboys back, which, like, you know, they go willingly back to their own world, and they're like, thanks guys. And then Adis is like, you did better than expected, Bryce, and like, shows she gets her performance review and it's good. And
yeah, it's a good performance. She closes review. The rift. Yeah. Wow. So is she gonna be like eternal life because she took Jessica's eternal life?
I actually was wondering that. I don't know.
Okay.
TBD. They'll have to figure out that, you know, age difference with her and Hunt. But I'm sure she's going to be like, I'll just like go with you whenever you go, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I guess like Therion's like poking around near where like the Viper Queen is back in Lunathien. And he like comes across Ariadne and it's just kind of like cliffhanger. What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
But she's there.
She's there?
The dragon. Yeah. She like pops up for a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But when not like literally that's all that happens is we see her.
Okay.
Also in Lunathien, they have this like big Fae meeting where Bryce like signs away all of like the Fae hierarchies.
Oh my God. I know.
Why don't you, well,
take it away.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just like, she's like, oh, why don't we try this thing called democracy? Have you heard of it? Like,
I've never heard of it.
Have you fucking heard of it? We're going to have a Senate though, where like every species or something gets like one representative. And I was like, okay, that's like, whatever. I don't think that's going to work out for you, but like,
and also like, what does she actually have a plan? Or is she just like, I'm going to sign this all away and then we'll see what happens. Like there's no fucking plan. And Lydia says that too. She's like, you really just have got no plan.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I believe in democracy so much that I'm going to dictate exactly how we move forward as a world.
Like, right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, let alone the fact that, like, they're about to, like, lose electricity forever, like, if they don't figure out the whole, like, first light thing.
Also, right, yeah, okay, yes, that felt very personally affirming.
I know. Yeah, that I knew you that would mean a lot to you, for sure.
And she's just like, I'm going to abolish, like, the Fae hierarchies, and I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, we'll see how that goes. Like, I'm sure just you saying it will make it so.
Oh, for sure, 100%. Also, she, like, has all these nice buildings, and she's like, oh, they'll just go to the highest bidder. Hello, do something with the nice buildings.
Yeah. Also, she's keeping her magical island, right?
I mean, she must.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up the magical island.
Yeah.
Especially after the next fucking thing that happens, which sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that Baxian calls her. I guess Baxian's still there. Didn't participate in the battle literally at all after all that bonding with the boys.
That is the job I would have wanted.
Yeah. And he's like, oh my God, like there's like flying horses here. Wow. And then Bryce is just on the phone being like, oh my gosh, wow, I'm going to come visit them.
Yeah.
But without us, the readers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it just felt so afterthought.
It was it needed to happen. And this was the least fulfilling way for it to happen, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get them in the next book. What else? Rin and Lydia get an apartment.
They get an apartment.
And they have a beer. And it's cute. And Rin's like, I had to get one with like two beds, like for your sons, whatever. Like, cute. We're in this together. Let's like figure out how to be normal. And so,
wow.
Subverted lots of expectations in more ways than one. and I do semi-apologize if I had one too many rants, dear listeners, but not that much.
Yep.
No. We
did our best.
I don't really understand how there could be another Crescent City book, frankly, but, like, who's left? There are no bad guys left. Like,
right.
Who's left?
Yeah. Unless it's going to be, like, a Silver Flames kind of thing, but with Therion, you know?
Yeah, I mean, or would somebody accept, like,
yeah,
more sex,
right? Maybe that's it. Maybe there's like less big battle, more sex, which like sign me the fuck up, I'm in.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
But I do think too there was a lot of good setup for the next ACOTAR one.
Yeah,
like I am, it did make me like very excited to be like, okay, what are my sweet babies doing, what's happening?
Yeah,
where the,
you
know,
get,
where the fuck is more, what's going on, how is Azzy baby feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so that'll
and
be
you
good.
Know what I think that, what was the thing? This happened in the Taylor Swift Netflix documentary that I partially watched, where on one of her albums, she like, I think it was probably Lover or maybe Reputation. She really got snubbed by the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, you know what? I didn't make a good enough album. My next one's going to be better. And I think that's what SJAM is going to do.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think there was a weird publisher timeline thing here where like they said she couldn't do something, she only had 6 weeks to rewrite the whole thing, like something definitely went down here for sure. And so I feel like we got a rushed version of what she wanted to give people with that. Anything else?
you know, I'm just looking at the cover of the book behind Rachel, and there's a very prominent dragon, which is not a prominent part. And I just feel like that sort of just encapsulates the whole book for me.
I know. Trust me. I wanted more dragon. I wanted more fury. That other bitch is still in the fucking Marinara Trench.
Oh, justice for Victoria. We almost forgot to talk about it. Yeah. How insane. They now run the world.
Nobody's
watching. They have like direct connect to like submarine city.
Yeah.
No one is checking in on Vic.
Yeah. I mean, not good friendship points for that one.
Completely forgotten.
Yeah. Justice for Vic and Fury and the dragon, and also Siggy.
Yeah.
And everyone else we wish well in their new positions of power, but not power.
Ciao, Roma.
Farewell, sweet babies. Ciao, 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 ciao.
Bye.